said this morning that with the guys in pads, finally, that it feels like you guys are finally getting down in the trenches. You finally get a feel for how fast the rushes are going to come. Like, how do you feel being back in pads? Like, do you think that's the same?
Oh, definitely. I feel great. You know, me missing some games last year is just good to be able to get back in the pads and do some hitting and stuff like that and get training camp officially going. So,
what do you know is different about Matt this season?
He's been showing a lot of great attention to detail. You know, he's been working hard. He's always been a hard worker, but, you know, he's just a little more focused. And, I'm not really into evaluating and things like that, but, I mean, he's definitely coming in doing his job.
You miss having Fusco next to you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we played together for a while, but, you know, that's part of this league. You know, you never know who you're going to be playing next to, whether it's injury or somebody moves or whatever. So it's part of it, and I'm happy to be playing next to Mike, and we're going to get working together well.
It's more just kind of being around him. He can't. Anything personally just him?
Oh, to my Matt?
Yeah.
I mean, not really, man. You know, he's always been a, you know, fun dude to be around. He loves playing football. You know, as far as, I mean, I don't know. You know, everything, he seems normal to me. You know, I mean, he seems normal. That's all I can say.
Are you getting your timing down with Teddy now that it's your second year with him? And how is it going with Teddy?
Oh, it's going great. He's made a lot of progression from last year. Like I said, really not into the whole evaluations, but he's him having another year under his belt is definitely going to be a plus for us.
Is it something that you are able to know that he's going to break out, or something when you're blocking with your back to him? Are you starting to get that kind of feel for him now?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely just being in the offense, you get a feel for the plays he likes and things like that, and stuff Norv likes to call, and he's very confident back there. He's confident in the huddle. And whenever you have that, it's definitely a good thing.
Zimmer had a bunch of positive things to say about Danielle Hunter. What have you noticed about his progression here at camp?
About who?
Hunter. The defensive lineman.
Okay. You have to ask somebody who's been going against him then.
Right.
Okay, Phil, last year with all the injuries to the offensive line, a lot of reserve players had to step up and get some game time. Do you see a difference in those guys this year?
Mike Harris is one of those guys. He came in for me and did a great job. It wasn't his first time ever playing. I mean, he started a whole bunch of games in San Diego before he even got here, so he's been around the league. He knows what he's doing. And, he got better just like everyone else, and excited about playing next time.
You think that's going to help increase the depth on the line this year with all that experience for those guys last year?
Without a doubt. You know, the more guys can play, the more the game becomes natural to them, and, you know, they can pick up on different techniques, so it's definitely a plus.